We're gonna.
I can be an actress, right?
Are we talking porn? Are we talking K-drama?
Well, if we're talking
porn is the real faking. Porn is the real faking.
I also faked it for 5 years.
What? Hi guys, welcome back to the Cool Jam Show. This is episode 6. This is for the July comebacks that are coming up soon. It'll already be July 2nd when this goes out. So there's a group of comebacks that we're not going to be able to anticipate, but they are coming out on the 1st. This episode comes out on the 2nd. But
hi, how are you?
Oh, you were talking to me. Hello. I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you. And you?
Jeez, it sounds like we're just learning English and this is us practicing. I'm fine. Thank you. And you?
I'm fine. Thank you. And you? I mean, that's kind of the standard like textbook.
It's pretty much the same as like, you and I are learning Korean and stuff like, so
kind of I liken our way it through.
Yeah. 안녕하세요.
Oh my God.
Oh, saying it Britney's that way Spears. Hurts.
Triggered.
Hey, she's leave Britney alone. Don't make me go Chris Crocker on your butt.
You're ours. You could have said ours.
Well,
anyway,
ours so
anyway,
no, it's not that bad. I would a little TMI right now. This is the first you've actually seen me, but I haven't shown you what's going on here.
Mm-hmm.
We should know better than to leave a white person in the sun.
Yeah, I have a farmer's tan going on.
I have a driver's tan, and it's complimenting my tattoo nicely, but
this arm, ooh, so much darker than this arm. So we got, like, farmer's tan slash sunburn stuff going on there.
Because we are way too pale for our own good.
we should just live indoors.
Indoors. We are... Do you want to build a snowman? No!
Go away, Anna! Oh, gosh. Sanu. From The Boys. Just like, go away, Anna! Oh, I love that dude. He's such a goober.
The entirety of The Boys is made up of goobers.
That's fair.
Goobers? And you know who they learned it from?
Kevin.
The Canadians.
That's fair.
That's I'm
the Canadians and then Eric.
Moon Bay and Eric. Moon Bay and then Eric.
Yeah.
So I guess that's like kind of been a how's like. Also, this literally does mark what a full month we've been doing this. A full month. The day we're recording it, the day that we're recording this, the day before was our 1 month anniversary.
It's our month anniversary.
It's not 100 days. However, we're going to have to do something special for our 100 days episode.
Yeah.
We've got a few more months left.
Yeah, we do. It's fine. We got this.
Yeah.
We hit a bump in the road before recording this episode, but it's okay.
Hey, at least we're Internet. Laughing now. We're getting it recorded. However, it's your...
My internet.
Your, Well, okay. So like we've had bumps in the road before, but it was on my end.
This time my Wi-Fi just completely pooped itself.
Well,
I was going to say something entirely different, but I was like, wait, family-friendly Felix.
Family-friendly Felix. Oh, sweet. And I...
We have made that joke. I'm pretty sure every single episode there's been a family-friendly Felix reference. And and every single time I go, oh, sweet, an egg. You're talking about Pootie Pie. I'm talking about Lee Felix of Stray Kids.
Well, because I specifically remember one time where Poods is just sitting there. And then he was about to cuss. And he was like, wait, wait, wait. This is a family show. Family-friendly Felix.
Anyone who has ever like watched old Poods knows that is straight up lie. Edgar will go on the stand and testify that is a lie.
That's it. That's like Woosong going, oh yeah, no, I don't cuss. Dude.
Yeah, dude. Sammy from the Rose. Yeah.
I don't cuss. I never cuss. Bro, we caught you in 4K.
They didn't catch me in 4K. They caught you in 4K. Speaking of Sammy from the Rose. Speaking of Sammy from the Rose. God. He just did some solo work. Solo work. And when I tell you he put in the work. Lazy is such a good song.
Oh, it's such a bop. It is such a bop. It's on every single one of my playlists and every single, it is not a skip.
Same. Oh my, no.
If you skip that, where's your brain? All
right, go to jail. Don't collect $200. Just go right straight to jail.
Straight to jail.
Straight to jail. Not even horny jail. Just straight to jail.
No horny jail. You get to go to horny jail if you look at Matthew's Instagram pictures.
You're not wrong. That man or Hante's. Hante has a tendency. Hante has that like alt e-boy
like thirst trap thing going on.
It's like that Urzong thing going on, except like he has his face in it because like he's the Hante, so like, you know.
He's like, look at my face.
Look at my face.
Look at my face. Isn't it beautiful? I modified it.
Yes. Yes, it is beautiful. Which, by the way, stay tuned for our next episode, which will be about body modifications in like hip hop and like, you know, Korea in general. So if you're into that sort of thing, just like we are, lady over there who is nearly, half sleeve, full sleeve?
Half sleeve.
I'd say half sleeve.
Yeah, it's going on a half sleeve here. I'm going to do more tattooing in the next couple of days.
Yeah, you do your own. I feel lopsided. I only have tattoos on the left side of my body.
One of my friends that I hung out with the other day noticed that I have tattoos on my feet. She had never seen them before because I'm always wearing tennis shoes at work. And she's like, oh, are those new? She's like, are those new? And I was like, no, I've had them for a while. And she, oh, what do they mean? Because they're in Korean. And I was like, oh, jayu, freedom, yaksog, promise.
Yeah. See, the only one that I want in Korean will be going underneath my collarbone, and it's going to be Bokosipda. So, and Bokosipda.
Fucking chin. There's not a single moment mic. that won't make me laugh.
Then you have to get the dance in there.
And then oh,
Oh, Kim Sook Jin, thank you for existing, man.
We'll get more into BTS later.
yeah.
But we have a lot to cover in this episode. Some honorable mentions that by the time this episode comes out, they'll have dropped. We have on July 1st, Alexa is having a comeback for Reviver.
And oh my goodness, if you haven't seen her comeback photo, she looks adorable.
I mean, it's Alexa, so like she's gonna be beautiful. She's like, okay, so like to me, her and CL would be like a perfect, like that would be like putting Madonna and Beyonce together. In my
eyes. Oh my gosh, Kevin Moon would be all over that comeback.
He would. That man would have the choreo learned. He'd be a blind, be a backup dancer.
Shoot,
be like, where did Kevin go?
The second that news comes out, he would be like, "Ma'am, ma'am, I need to be a part of this comeback, ma'am." Please.
The boys' TikTok account will then become
because then Kevin would be like, oh, Beyonce knows my name.
Beyonce knows my name.
And he just, Beyonce, I love you.
Basically.
For Alexa, she would just be like, oh my God, I don't know this kid.
Next up is Kingdom with they're coming out with an album called Karma. Brave Girls will have a song called Pool Party, which that sounds very summery.
CIX has
Tesseract.
Produced by Hui, the leader of Pentagon.
See, okay, that's like missing Hui hours because isn't he in the military?
Yes, it's missing Hui hours. You didn't need to remind me. He did just make a post on YouTube though.
So did Tanyeol. His
Tanyeol didn't post on YouTube.
YouTube?
Yeah, YouCube. That's Cube Entertainment's Weverse.
Oh, I wasn't talking about YouCube, but like that was okay. So Tanyeol has like scheduled updates coming out on his YouTube channel.
Mm.
It's like NNQ or NNG or something like that. I don't quite remember. But so like every time I get like a notification from NNG, I'm like, because I miss Tanyeol like crazy, man. And then I've never heard of this group, but Donkiz, Chase episode one, Gom.
See,
I'd have to see the Hangul for it.
I have listened to some Donkiz. I can't like think of a specific one, but I know I have them on my playlist somewhere.
Mm. It's like me with like Ace back in the day before someone decided to make me a choice.
Nah.
Mm-hmm. I see that like grin down there.
Is a good a good choice, huh?
But
I love dad jokes. My manager at work just noticed that I do dad jokes all the time.
Which I don't know how he just now noticed. I'm just saying.
I know. Like that's about half of my humor.
You're not wrong. Where's the lie? July 5th. Is a massive day for K-pop as well. July itself is a massive month. I'll say that. And it's mostly in the next coming weeks. But June or July 5th, we have day 6 with Right Through Me. And they didn't release what the title track is going to be. Jay is still not, what do you want to call it? He's not promoting with them still. We've seen the concept photos and he's still not with the group. I know One Pill, Brian? I only know Young K. and, oh God, I forgot the other one's name. Oh God.
Hold up.
It's One Pill, Jay.
I feel Young like K. a bad person. A few weeks ago.
It starts with a D, but I can't remember it. So, is it Dongwoo, Dongwoo?
So we have Jay. We have Junsuk, Young K,
Dong, and One Pill.
And Sungjin.
Sungjin might be okay. I know one member left.
Hold on. And then, let me go to the more reliable source.
That's not Wikipedia.
No, it's K Profiles.
They are pretty good. As long as they keep their like information up to date, they're usually really good.
So we have Sungjin, Jay.
Yeah.
Young K.
Hey, I only know Brian.
One Pill.
Hey,
Dawoon. And hey. Former member was Junhyuk.
I was about to say, I know there's four members now, and like Jay's missing out of as the fourth member. So like, I just couldn't remember Dawoon's name. I got it right.
Hey, at least you didn't accidentally say Dongyuk or anything. That's a totally different group.
I probably would. You don't see the wall behind me, but like look here, bro. And I know I've seen you did some redecorating. I just now noticed it. You did some redecorating at some point.
Oh yeah, I did. I have to put up my poster for that one'll screw you up next time. I'm going to put up my poster for Only One Of. That one's going to mess you up.
And I know for a fact that was Libido era, wasn't it?
I also have a new TXT poster to put up.
I want to find anti-romantic, like love song era. This last era, I want to find that. I need to go to Target.
You need the new album because that. Okay, the album is amazing.
Yes, it is.
Like the actual album, it's my God, it's so good.
I've also been having a little bit of luck recently with managing to pull my bias lists whenever it comes to photo cards. So like I'm hoping I can keep that energy. SF9 is making a comeback on the 5th as well with their ninth mini album Turnover, and the title track will be Teardrop. And holy mother Mary Jesus, I don't know what is up.
Hobie Water to view the
freaking, you need Nam Jesus and Hobie Water for the concept photos.
There is no words. Okay, so first of all, you got Chun-hee who is taking up center in at least the concept photos that I saw. Chun-hee was in the center. And then, of course, you know, Taeyang, Yoo Taeyang, just Abreveal, just so much. Why? Okay, look here. I have a question for the entire K-pop industry as a whole. Why are we putting these men in BDSM harnesses recently?
I don't know, but I'm for it.
I am 100% for it too. But like, look here, it might have caused a massive uproar with netizens, but for libido to come out. But I'll tell you one thing. The entire industry has now gone to like body harnesses, like jewelry body harnesses. And I'm looking at you too, Bang Chan. That belly chain was something else.
Ace. The entirety of Ace.
Their entire thing was like siren song. I'm for it, by the way, because like, drown me.
Also a fan theory that I saw on or that you sent me on TikTok. If AT's pirate AT's found Siren Ace.
Oh my god. Yes, a Neverland where like the eight pirate kings of AT's found the secret sirens of Ace, like
the eight pirate
what sound was that
because freaking eight makes one team.
Miss you, Mingy. Speaking of missing, we do have good news. Hyunjin is back, you guys.
So, like, I'm noticing a theme with this one. So, our very first comebacks episode.
Yeah.
It was so well put together.
Everything else is just like,
meow. It was so well put together. It was nice. And this one is just so all over the place.
Well, I feel like I'm also trying to like steam engine us through it because like we literally have an hour left to record because someone needs to put her happy self in bed by 10 o'clock. Yeah. Old broad.
Old bat.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah. On the
we have 6th. Some solo stuff. Well, there's still some solo stuff. The 5th. Go ahead.
We got Soyeon from
Idol.
Yeah. She's putting out her first solo mini album, Windy.
Yeah. Also, like I feel like that just kind of goes with her because like Soyeon is that like she has that like IU feel to me where she's willowy, if that makes any sense. Like
I'm kind of like excited. I'm kind of excited to see what she puts out, you know?
Kyuhyun from Super Junior. He's putting out a little like solo album called 2021 Project. The title track will be called Together. So there's that.
Another thing that I'm kind of excited. I love Super Junior, but
so do I, man.
If you're really, really into K-pop, you're probably into Super Junior.
Okay, but like, look here. You also, if you're really, really into it, yes. But like, they are the original like crackheads of
yeah.
K-pop.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, it had a hierarchy and like Super Junior just came in and completely obliterated it. Like they were some of the first ones to like be acting a complete and utter fool. And then along came Shiny.
Yes. And Big Bang.
And along came Shiny. And Shiny completely turned the game upside down.
And Big Bang came into the
Big Bang. Oh dear God. I don't know what YG fed those boys, but like.
And then they also put GD in charge.
Yeah, and then they put GD in charge because that was okay. Putting GD in charge of a group is like putting Baekhyun in charge of a group. And guess what they did to Super M?
I'm gonna go more along the lines of And they were like, oh, P1 Harmony. Their leader's Kiho.
You know what? You're not wrong. What's that behind you? That's a white wall.
That's a white wall. Girl, that's a white wall.
The difference between like native English speak. I feel like there's a difference in like native English speaking idols versus like the native Koreans, because you look at you tell J-Hope, oh my God, what's that behind you? Don't do that. I'm skittish. Kiho, girl, that's a white wall. White wall.
Oh, and then you've got like freaking Key.
Oh, dear God.
They just, oh, I love the color of your wall. Yeah, well, it's white, so.
Yeah, well, it's white, so.
It's not really a color.
Look here, there's also some there's some idols in this world that are just too sassy, and like Taehyung,
they just built different.
Taehyung from BTS, Kiho, and like Kibum.
They're just built different, okay?
Yes. Oh dear God, I can't.
Like unapologetically just themselves.
They, yes, that like you have like one of each. You have like the complete and total utter sassy one, and then you have like the one that is way too precious for the world, and like the ones that are like way too precious for this world are like Boo-Boo or like Taehyung from NCT, and like
then you've got just Jin-Jin? Complete crackheadery. Like, yeah. Bam Bam.
Oh! yes, him by himself is too much, but, like, you put him and Yugyeom together, and it is just utter chaos. You put all of GOT7 together, and you've got a mess.
A lovable mess, though.
Yes. Them being a mess is the exact reason why I became an Agase. So, you know, it is what it is. So on July 6th, ENHYPEN has their first ever Japan debut. And they're coming out. It's called Border, right? It's called Border? I'm interested. It'll be interesting to see where they take this, because I know they're supposed to be a Japan boy group, which is essentially the ENHYPEN of Japan, while also still being in Korea. Big hit. You didn't think this one through. Hybe. You didn't think this one through.
But you can have a gold you tried star.
Yeah. A V for effort.
A B C D. F for effort.
I mean, okay, so like, you know, that was on July 6th. That's the only thing we have slated for that. On the 9th, y'all better strap in. Actually, you know what? Don't strap in, because like you just might as well go ahead and go buy your coffin, dig your grave, make sure it's all nice and pretty, make sure you got all your albums with you, because we are all at the exact same moment, we are all going to drop dead. You know why? Because BTS is coming out with Butter. The album will be called Butter, and I'm pretty sure the single Butter will be on it.
Yes, it wouldn't make sense if it wasn't.
Bruh, the comeback photos. The comeback photos. First of all,
if you haven't seen them, you're probably living under a rock, Patrick Star.
Yes. 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 I would also like to say that, first of all, Jimin in a skirt. Second of all, three, the handcuffs.
Smooth like butter, like a criminal undercover, like trouble, you know, into your heart like that. Woo!
I would also like to say that, like, all of us that were like, JK, don't be afraid, show off your tattoos, we love it, we love it, we love it, we love it. And now that
he's like, kablam! Tattoos! Yes. I love it. I know, JK, you're never gonna hear this, but I love your tattoos. Your artwork is beautiful.
There's a lot of time, money, and pain put into that arm.
My artwork pales in comparison to yours, sir. Yours is beautiful and well thought out.
I'm pretty sure he designed all of his himself.
And they're beautiful. I love them so much.
All those times he disappeared to Jeju Island.
That's where he went.
Yeah. We're all out there thinking he's like meeting up with some chick and getting drunk and everything else. And nah, he's out there
getting his ink therapy.
Hey.
We love it.
Regular therapy brings up old memories. Ink therapy makes them go away.
So the last thing we got is what, the 28th?
Yes, which is a full Japanese day. TWICE is putting out their third full Japanese album, which will be called Teardrop.
And ATEEZ is putting out their first Japanese single album called Dreamers.
Yes.
I don't know if I'm happy or if I'm depressed.
Why?
Because I want another ATEEZ album. What can I say? I'm a hopeless ATEENIE.
Me too.
I'm a hopeless statiny, okay? Kingdom proved that. I am a hopeless statiny. And when
I am just a whole mess of a hopeless multi-stan.
Same. Also, my wreckers are best friends.
As I was watching Kingdom, I just realized that, we still have 2 hours of Kingdom left, by the way.
Yeah.
But we already,
as I was watching Kingdom, I was like, oh my God, ouch. I love every single one of the groups. And I don't know who I want to win. I will pat whoever wins on the back. And the other ones are still kings anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah. The fact remains. Speaking of Kingdom, so Icon is now on Weverse.
I know. Oh my God. Oh my God. That was the best day ever. When I found that
was
that out.
The best day.
The best day ever. I'm done with myself.
A spot just opened up. We're looking for a new co-host. Can record remotely through the use of Zoom.
No.
I love you.
You're stuck with me.
I'm sending the divorce papers.
And I'm still not signing.
Damn it.
You stuck with me. Janet. I love you.
So we got through the episode pretty quickly. And since you're talking about Rocky Horror Picture Show, so me and you have discussed this before. There are certain we've ever said if we were to ever become friends with idols or whatever else, that we would have to subject them to
sitting down and watching weird movies.
Certain movies. So, first of all,
because between the two of us, we have such odd taste in movies.
We really do. But also, you and I both love, really dark musicals.
Oh, my gosh.
I need to show you The Devil's Carnival.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, do you remember in Repo, Genetic Opera? Do you remember Grave Robber?
He plays the devil.
Ooh.
Terrence is the devil.
Sign me up.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Sign me up. And he narrates the entire thing. So you constantly hear Grave Robber's voice. We just nerded out for a hot second over like Terrence something. Either way, just
So here's my question. Do you have songs that you've been obsessed with this week?
Yes. First of all, Higher by Ace.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Lazy by Woosung.
Oh, me too. That's on my list.
And for some reason. Okay, so you and I have both been learning Korean. And you know how certain words, certain phrases mean something different? Like, for say, open mind.
Keep an open,
if you're open
mind, girl.
Exactly. The English version of Open Mind by Won Ho has been running through my mind constantly. Because you and I are both on language exchange apps. And unfortunately, there are a lot of disgusting men in this world. And one thing
entirely disgusting, I would just say very thirsty. They thirsty. No,
been my girl.
And that song is entirely proving my point.
Incredibly thirsty.
It's very thirsty.
Yes. If you do not understand the Korean lyrics, I implore you, go listen to the English version. And
speaking of thirsty, though, one of my songs is Rotate.
Mine was that last week, and now it's yours. Gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why are you blue? Why are you blue?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm just vibing.
I'm blue.
Wait.
Nope. You changed your orange.
Okay. I'm just vibing. Don't mind me.
Party, party. Yeah.
Ooh, party, party. Yeah. Actually, on my screen, I'm literally just a little black box.
Nice.
I can't see Jack. Anyway,
so
I've also got Pink Walk by Daho.
Okay, interesting, interesting.
That song has been in my head on repeat. And then obviously Fever by Enhypen. I think that one's been on my list consistently for a couple weeks now.
An honorable mention for me is the new song that Jay Park and Yugyeom put out.
Oh, with Punchinello?
Yes! Them and Punchinello.
I love the way it feels.
I love the way you feel.
I was waiting for that song to come out when they put that little snippet of it, the little tiny snippet of it, Jay and Yugyeom just vibing to it. And
but like, you know, Jay Park doesn't do anything without reason, so like
obviously, you know, he was trying to hype up the song because he was like, this song is a friggin' bop.
And then every single one of us proved it. He was like, you know what, let's see if it's a hit like we think it's a hit. They drop a little snippet of it, all of a sudden we're going nutso.
Yeah, and there were people just consistently reposting that video on TikTok. Like, my For You page for a while was literally just that song.
But also, like, why am I not unhappy about that?
Yeah, it's... Oof. That song is so good.
Wow.
So, like we said earlier, come back next week for the, if you're interested in the idols and like K hip hop,
basically like, just body mods and like Korea K-pop, that sort of thing. And what we would describe body modification as is tattoos, piercings, plastic surgery that you're proud of. Okay, we're looking at you, Jetsy, and those, like, yeah, if you got them, flaunt them.
She's proud of the fact she paid for them. But if you are interested, join us next time for that. That will be coming out next week. So we hope you guys enjoyed the show. We love you guys, and we'll see you in the next one. Bye!